From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. The 19th congressional district race between Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado is virtually tied, according to a New Siena Research Institute poll. Faso polled at 44% of likely voters to Delgado's 43%. 5% of those surveyed support independent candidate Diane Neal, while 1% expressed a preference for Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield. 7% of voters are still undecided. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg said in a statement, and I quote, "Barn burner, nail biter, photo finish, pick your phrase and buckle up because this race is going right down to the wire," end quote. In late August, Faso led by 5 points in a Siena poll, and Delgado was ahead by 3 points in a mid-September Monmouth poll, with both results inside the respective margins of error. Greenberg said, and I quote, "Men side with Faso by 19 points, while women side with Delgado by 17 points. Voters with at least a bachelor's degree support Delgado by 20 points, while those with less than a bachelor's degree support Faso by 19 points," end quote. The Siena poll was conducted between October 12 and 16 and has a margin of error of 4.6 points. The race is currently scored as a toss-up by 538.com. Read that full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valken last week appointed Scott Templeton of Catskill Deputy Highway Superintendent effective October 29th. Templeton will serve through December 2019. He replaces Thomas Hoyt, who moved on to a position as safety officer in June, Van Valkenburg said. Van Valkenburg said Templeton's more than 16 years working in the engineering and construction industry in and around the New York City metro area made him the department's first choice. Templeton said, and I quote, "Since my wife is also from Greene County, accepting this position was an easy family decision. We're happy to be coming home and being a part of the community. I look forward to joining the management team at Greene County Highway and Solid Waste," end quote. County Administrator Sean Groden said the salary range for the deputy superintendent is $85,000 to $93,000. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brian Hubert is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Kingston City Police are investigating the SWAT stickers and other tags painted on buildings and vehicles in Midtown on October 21st. Approximately 7 buildings, including the Kingston Library, and vehicles were targeted, according to Mayor Steve Noble. Noble said in an email to the Freeman, and I quote, "The Kingston Police Department is investigating this horrific and hurtful graffiti in our city. I condemn this behavior, and this investigation is the top priority of the Kingston Police Department detectives who are already working the case," end quote. The SWAT sticker was painted on a brick pillar on the Franklin Street side of the library, and a SWAT sticker and the number 666 were painted on an interior door of the library facing Furnace Street. A star was also painted on a brick pillar on the Furnace Street side of the building. The mayor called on the public to report anything suspicious they may have seen Saturday night. Noble said, and I quote, "We will work with the property owners to remove these signs of hate as soon as the investigation allows," end quote. Anyone with information is urged to contact City Police at 845-331-1671. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Robert Gavin is reporting for the Times Union. Voters in the 3rd Judicial District in upstate New York, including those in Greene and Columbia counties, go to the polls to elect 2 state Supreme Court justices on November 6. The race pits sitting Supreme Court Justice William McCarthy, a Republican, against 2 Democrats, Albany County Family Court Judge Margaret Walsh and Albany County Court Judge Peter Lynch. State Supreme Court justices preside over civil matters such as personal injury claims, divorces, business disputes, election matters, as well as criminal cases, and for those judges who sit on the appellate division, mid-level court appeals. If elected, McCarthy would continue to serve on the region's appellate division, and Walsh and Lynch would be assigned as trial court judges to hear civil and criminal cases. State Supreme Court justices are elected to 14-year terms. Both McCarthy, 43, of Selkirk, and Lynch, 64, of Londonville, were graded, and I quote, highly qualified, end quote, by the Appellate Division's Independent Judicial Election Qualification Commissions. Walsh, 53, of Slingerlands, did not participate in the commission's rating. In addition to Greene and Columbia, the districts consist of the counties of Albany, Rensselaer, Ulster, Schoharie, and Sullivan. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day.